This is Tom Rowe, and you're listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Ivan LaGiara at the Daily Freeman thinks that it is no joke that LAFTER is the acronym for the New York State Legislative Task Force on Demographic Research and Reapportionment. That's LAFTOR. Their proposals are laughable, unquote, according to LaGiara's headline in the paper over a story about the redistricting proposals released Thursday, January 26th. Common Cause New York Executive Director Susan Lerner said, quote, "These maps appear to continue the long tradition of partisan gerrymandering we've come to expect. There are major demographic changes that are simply not reflected on these maps," unquote. Governor Andrew Cuomo has vowed to veto any redistricting that is not created by an independent body. This plan was created by the legislators themselves, so as almost everyone is pointing out, they have drawn the lines to ensure their own re-elections. Republican-leaning districts now lean more. Democratic-heavy districts are heavier. They have created a new 63rd Senate seat, pairing Greene County with Albany and other points north in Senate District 46. LaGiara quotes an AP news account and says, quote, "The story continues, quote, the added Senate district would include parts of Ulster County, including the city of Kingston, all of Greene County, and parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Montgomery counties," unquote. "So imagine my surprise when a total of zero public meetings were scheduled in the area," unquote. Ulster County may be the worst situation in the entire state. Their proposal cuts the county into four separate Senate districts, up from two. The people of Ulster County will have almost no representation in the Senate, as those four politicians will care little about its collective well-being and not even cater much to the few voters they will have there, focusing on the majorities elsewhere. Greene County would see much change. Republican James Seward would, under the plan, not be Greene County's senator anymore, but would retain a very safe seat to the west. The new seat includes all of Greene, Montgomery counties, and most of Albany and Schenectady counties, and several towns in Ulster County to the south. In the Assembly, Greene is being split into two separate districts. Assemblyman Pete Lopez would continue to represent Ashland, Windham, Durham, Greenville, New Baltimore, Coxsackie, and Cairo in the proposed 102nd district, which now also includes Coymans, Westerloo, and Rensselaerville in Albany County, all of Schoharie County, and towns in Otsego, Herkimer, and Oneida counties in what will continue to be a very safe district for Pete Lopez. The southern half of Greene County, Athens, Catskill, Hunter, Jewett, Lexington, Halcott, and Prattsville, would be in the proposed 101 Assembly District, which also includes much of eastern Delaware County, four Ulster County towns, two Orange County towns, and Germantown and Claremont in Columbia County. In Columbia County, the Senate District used to be dominated by Dutchess County, as Poughkeepsie's Steve Salon currently represents the area in Albany. In this proposal, Columbia County moves to Senate District 43, paired with all of Rensselaer County and parts of Washington and Saratoga counties to the north. In the Assembly, most of the Columbia County is represented by the 106th District, including Stuyvesant, Stockport, Hudson, Greenport, Ghent, Claverick, Livingston, Taconic, Copaic, Ancrum, and Gallatin. Millbrook in Dutchess County, interestingly, is no longer in the district, and the candidates, Republican Richard Wager and Democrat Dee Dee Barrett, trying to replace Mark Molinaro for the 103rd Assembly, which is similar to the proposed 106th, both live in Millbrook. So while they may fight for the seat in March, they may be in the 105th District election in the fall. As mentioned before, Germantown and Claremont joined the proposed 101st District, stretching across southern Greene County to parts of Delaware and Ulster and Orange counties. The rest of Columbia County, Kinderhook, Chatham, Hillsdale, Austerlitz, Canaan, and New Lebanon, join most of Rensselaer County and two Washington County towns in the proposed 107th District, which is similar to the area Republican Steve McLaughlin currently represents, though without any of the Greene County towns it used to include. There are no public hearings between Albany and New York City, so our area you have to travel. The closest one is public hearing is this Monday, January 30th, at 10:30 a.m. in Albany at the Legislative Office Building, second floor in the hearing room. You can see a complete list of public hearings on the WGXC newsroom, and more information about the proposed redistricting. Today is Friday, January 27th, 2012, and the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for western Greene County and eastern Columbia County. Basically, the higher elevations through 7 a.m. may expect up to 3 inches of snow or ice and freezing rain. It should all turn to rain in the morning and continue until 2 p.m., high near 48, Friday night, there is a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 24. The weekend forecast is colder. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 39 and a low around 18. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 37, low around 12. And Monday, partly sunny with a high of only 28. We don't know about any meetings today on the fourth Friday of the month, but the sun rises at 7:11 a.m. and sets at 5:06 p.m. The moon rises at 9:03 a.m. and sets at 9:58 p.m. And last night, the Boston Celtics defeated the Orlando Magic 91-83. Paul Pierce got 24 points. Tonight, the New York Knicks are at the Miami Heat at 8 p.m. And today on WGXC at 9 a.m., the band The Wires will be in the studio playing some songs. Guest DJ tonight from 7 to 9:30 is Shelley Wiener. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.